And you feed, well, the hog would probably get his food in a, if you pour it in a
trough.
And you might say have three or four of these, three or four
troughs.
And what does a name for the calf's, the noise a calf makes when he's being weaned? Any name?
Bah.
And
ball also, like ball.
And the noise that a cow makes when you take the calf away from it?
Well, that's bawling. We call that the cowish. The bawling for a calf.
And would you, what the noise that the cow makes during feeding time? Does she make a noise of some sort? Would they ever low? What is a low? When do they low? Or do you use that word at all? Or moo? maybe these, you just don't use these. So
I don't think we did use the word lowing, did we?
No.
Okay. The noise a horse makes when he's hungry, he makes a... Any special noise?
Well, when is he, I guess that's one.
When he's...
Calls.
Is he nicker or wicker or anything like that? Or okay.
What is a horse's name?
Well,
we don't know.
Apparently you don't have these set, which is all right. That's worth knowing, as far as I'm concerned, that you don't have any set names for that. That's maybe characteristic. What do you call a hen that's on the nest trying to hatch?
Setting hen. Or a cluck. Way back it was clucks.
I've heard this around here, or close as I've been to here anyway.
Yeah.
That's an older word.
Yes.
This is a 75-year-old man I was talking to, so I can say, call it a cluck. Now the place you keep the chickens at night, you put them in the
chicken house.
Now, do you ever call anything else?
Hen house.
Poultry house.
And you call it chicken
coop.
That wouldn't be what you'd call it, most likely. It'd be chicken house first.
To us, a chicken coop was one of these pens you put them in to take them
to
town.
Yeah, to take them to market.
Then we'd call it a coop.
Oh, that's sort of that wooden bar.
Yes.
Now, the part of the chicken, if you're eating chicken now, we'll switch around a little bit. The part that the bone that the kids like to get, because they make a
wishbone.
Do you ever have any comprehensive term or a general term for the edible insides of a pig or a calf? The part that you can eat as opposed to the part you can't eat? Not by name, like liver and all this business, but a special name for, general name for the whole works that's
probably
edible.
Thinking of the innards?
Would that be typical?
What did we call them around here? I'm not sure if I've
ever... You ever use haslet or harslet or chitlins? That's an Ohio word. Pluck? Squin, liver and lights. Don't
None
have
of
one.
Those.
Okay. Now you hear the cows lowing, if you use that word, but they're making a noise anyway. You'd say it's getting near to
short time.
All right, now I think I'm going to have to turn this
or
over.
Feeding time.
I might say feeding time. All right. Either one.
Yes.
Now, when you call animals, suppose you want to call a cow to get it in from pasture, how would you call
soak,
it?
Soak, soak,
soak. This is always fun. And you want to call a cow to get it to stand still when you're milking her? How would you say to her?
So.
Lower tone. And how would you call a calf? Special term. If you don't have one,
if it's a call like they do bad, well, they'll sometimes they would come, but mocking them.
you wouldn't have any call for oxen to make them go, or any team to make it go left or right when you're plowing?
G and haw.
Which is which?
G is right and haw is left.
You're the second person out of nine who's been able to tell me which is which. Yeah, well, everybody knows the term. Nobody can remember how it was. It's funny. And a call to horses to get them in from pasture.
Go, go, go.